the purple stone. "Hurry up, Jeremy," shouted Mum. "You'll be late for school."
"I hate school," growled Jeremy.
"You don't. You love it," said Mum. "Today's your library day, and you'll always enjoy that."
Jeremy grabbed his lunch and shoved it in his bag with his library book. "S'pose so," he said. But he would much rather have stayed home to play with his new truck. He walked down the drive, kicking the stones as he went.
"Bye,"
Mum called out.
"Bye,"
Jeremy called back. As he was going out of the gate, his foot kicked a small stone. It didn't look like the others. It was a strange purple colour. He picked it up. "I wonder where this came from," he thought. It was small and smooth and flat and oval like a brooch. It had a shiny surface as if it had been polished. He popped it in his pocket and hurried off to school. By the time he arrived, all the children were sitting at their desks writing. The teacher looked up as he walked in.
"You are late again, Jeremy," she said. "What kept you this time?"
"I was looking for stones for my collection," said Jeremy. I was about to show her his interesting find when she said,
"Okay, you can stay in at lunch break to make up the time."
Jeremy scowled and felt the smooth stone in his pocket. "I wish he would turn into a frog," he muttered under his breath. To his amazement, that is exactly what happened. Miss Callahan turned green and began to croak. She leapt across her table with huge back legs, across the children's desks and onto the windowsill, croak, croak, croaking as she went. The children didn't seem to notice, but carried on with their writing. Jeremy stood and gaped. His fingers touched the stone in his pocket and he blinked his eyes. "I wish she wouldn't do that," he whispered. Miss Carline was sitting at her desk again. She was saying, "Are you all right, Jeremy? You look a bit strange." He began to say, "Did you..." Then he realised that he couldn't ask her if she had been a frog and leapt round the room. No one else seemed to have noticed. He hurriedly sat down and got his books out, muttering, "I'm okay, thanks." At morning tea time, he felt hungry. He had been in a rush before school and hadn't finished his breakfast. "I wish I had a hamburger with lots and lots of cheese on it," he said. To his surprise, there was a hamburger in his hand straight away. He couldn't believe his luck and ate it quickly in case it suddenly changed like Miss Caroline had. It was strange, though, because it felt so light and it didn't fill his tummy. He was still hungry. When the bell went, the class went to the library. Jeremy was beginning to think there was something magic about the stone. How else could he explain the strange things that were happening? He decided to try it out. He felt for the stone in his pocket and held it in his fingers.
"I wish I had a book on helicopters," he said. There was a huge book in his hands. "Oh boy," he said, and sat down to read it.
"Why aren't you reading, Jeremy?" Miss Carline called out.
"I am," said Jeremy.
Couldn't she see the book, he thought. "I wish she was a hippopotamus." Immediately, Miss Carline became huge and started crashing into bookshelves, knocking them over, trampling over children and squashing books. No one seemed to notice. "What's wrong with everyone today?" Jeremy thought. "Have they all gone blind and deaf? I'll have to put a stop to this before the whole library is wrecked." Out loud he said, "I wish my teacher was back to normal." In a flash, Miss Callahan was back at the library desk, issuing books as if nothing had happened. Everything seemed normal for the rest of the morning. When lunchtime came, Jeremy didn't want to be kept in. He was hungry again. He felt a stone.
I wish my teacher would let me off my detention, he said. I wish she would be really nice to me.
Oh, Jeremy, said Miss Caroline, you've worked hard this morning. I'll let you off having to stay in during your lunch break if you make a real effort to be at school on time in the future.
Sure, said Jeremy, I promise.
We're having art this afternoon, so after lunch you can get the paints out if you like. She knew he liked doing that.
He had a wonderful afternoon. Everything seemed to go well, and Miss Caroline praised his painting.
Jeremy was so pleased with himself that he ran all the way home after school.
He thought he would wish a great big ice cream for afternoon tea for himself.
He walked into the kitchen, dumped his school bag down, and felt in his pocket for the stone.
It wasn't there. Blow, he said. I must have dropped it.
The rain came down hard and Jeremy wasn't allowed to go outside again, so he couldn't go and look for the stone. His mother said,
a funny thing happened today, Jeremy. An old lady came to the door and asked if I had found her brooch. She said she thought she'd dropped it near her house. Actually, she looked a bit like Miss Caroline, only much older.
Perhaps it was her mother, said Jeremy.
The next morning he left home early so that he could look for the stone. He searched and searched, but there was no sign of it. He arrived at school as the bell was ringing.
Glad you made it on time today, Jeremy, said Miss Caroline.
Jeremy stopped and stared. There on Miss Caroline's cardigan was a brooch made from a purple oval stone, like the one he had found.
What are you staring at, Jeremy? Said Miss Caroline.
Your brooch, stammered Jeremy.
Yes, it is pretty, isn't it? She said. My mother gave it to me. She calls it her wishing stone. She lost it yesterday, but it came back to her when she wished for it. She put it on a brooch clip for me to wear.
Now, I wish you would get on with your work, Jeremy, and work hard.
And he did, all day.